1035, Your Life, Your Music. Good to have you on board today. And that was Phil Collins, of course. Right, come on, finish the song. There we go, finally done. Okay, let's talk golf, all right? Now, the golfers are a very unique group of people, very special group of people, I personally think we can say. And I've got two special studio guests with me, Cord and Tody. And it's all about a great event that's coming up. Now, I must say, this looks to me as if it's one of the bigger events as far as golf goes that I've seen here for a while. But let's find out from the people who know. Cord, good morning. Firstly, to you. Tell us a little bit about the Tournament of Titans. What is it about?
Morning. Thank you very much for having us. The Tournament of Titans originated on, let's call it, on the benches in front of the pro shop while having a beer.
Now, as many good decisions and things get made, right?
Many good ideas in life. basically, what it boils down to is we got talking that the golf in Namibia has got a very proud tradition.
Right? Yeah.
Namibia has also generated some exceptional golfers. One of them is Trevor Dodds.
Yeah.
That has played on the USPGA Tour, actually.
Yeah.
Now, also in the past, we did extremely well in regional competitions, always there at the top, second, third. And that was actually a great era for golf. Now, the problem was during the, let's call it, past 15 years, there was a bit of a decline in golf. Mm-hmm. And with the result that funding basically dried up, which also impacted development of younger golfers.
Sure.
We thought that we use this opportunity to not only to raise some funds for the national team, but also to give exposure to the course of golf. The national team and its needs, if I can call it that, and also give them some serious exposure. Now, the format basically is that it's the top 10 Namibian national golfers versus what we like to refer to as the top 10 legends in the country.
All right.
Outside that national team.
Yeah. We actually have putters here.
We did a couple of videos
for social media. So I think we'll take a photo of you guys with. You're probably going to tell me they're crap putters because we used to play putt with them. Sorry, Cole. Just to interrupt you, Tony. Let's just quickly come to you. You're 100% right. What we've had is quite a few sports.
Yeah.
One of them was tennis. We had the tennis guys here, and a couple of others that are feeling that their sports over the last couple of years, in some case, a couple of decades, has declined.
Yeah.
But they're trying to get it up and going again and get more interest. Because obviously, if you lose out on a whole generation of young players, right, then you're going to have a gap somewhere. There's going to be players, and then for a couple of years, there won't be any. Yeah. And then there's somebody else coming through again. Yeah. Tony, you in charge of the Namibia Amateur Golfing Union, right?
Yes, I'm
so you guys kind of look after amateur golf for the entire country.
Yes.
All right, so tell us more about that. How are you guys, apart now from this tournament, is there plans afoot to get more youngsters playing?
That's the plan that we have. And I'm thanking Cord for his beer that he has initiated the project.
Of
otherwise, I don't know. I would have maybe give him a wine and then he would have changed his mind. So yes, with the beer, all the good ideas came out. And I thank them for it. And what this tournament means to us as the top 10 on the merit list is not only the exposure, but also the opportunity to groom and to also aware those young ones who are looking up to the top players of Namibia as role models. And this is the opportunity that we are using to also raise those ones like you who said that you tried once to play golf, but now I want to get that feeling back for you to say, man, if these guys hit the ball like this, why can't we also come
in? And I tell you, it's incredible to watch.
Yes.
But I mean, there's always the risk that one runs that this generation grows up watching international players on TV rather than knowing about golf locally, right? Yeah. Court, I mean, that's what you want, guys, to play locally and watch internationally.
Yes.
Not just spend all the attention on international golf, but yeah. Namibian golf is what it's about. Yeah,
absolutely. That's where it starts, right? Yeah. I mean, I think if you take most successful international golfers, it's guys that from a small age started watching golf, right?
Yeah.
But also identifying with those people and saying, listen, I'm going to be like that someday, right? But it is a serious, serious sport. I personally think it's the most difficult sport on the planet.
I agree 100%. Like I said, I tried it once. The first 10 or 12 swings, I thought I'd put my back out and I didn't come close.
Your first two hits are always the best.
Oh, they were useless, man. I tell you, I looked at the stuff and said, you know, this is actually a lot easier, harder than I thought, because it's easy to sit there and go like, well, look at that. Every time they whack the ball, it's 300 yards and it's that far away from the pin. No. The fairway becomes a very small target when you play like I play.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this tournament, right? You've got the 10 legends, mm-hmm. and then you've got the 10 top-ranked players at the moment. Are they going to play off against each other? How are you guys going to do it?
Yes.
Well, actually, Teddy, I don't know if you want to take us through that.
Yeah, we have a format that we're going to do like the Ryder Cup format.
Okay.
It will be, the first one will be Better Ball, and then we will...
Sorry, very briefly for people out there who don't know, it's the closest... Whoever did, let's say you did a drive and I was further than you, then you'll play further with my ball because mine is better than your ball.
No.
Is that how it works?
No.
Okay.
It's two partners at once for one team.
Ah.
So whoever scores the best score,
yes,
we take that one as the winning score for the hole.
All right.
So, and then there is the second format that we're taking on. That's the foursomes.
Okay.
That's where you get... The beautiful words.
Yeah.
Sorry, Potter.
Yes.
Sorry, Potter.
You keep... Ooh,
what happened?
Your first shot might be in a very good fairway.
Yeah.
And then your partner could take you out to the rough and the trees and the what. And then you keep saying, my partner, that was not my intention, but I'm sorry. Sorry, partner.
But there's another one then, right? After the foursomes, what is the other one? Match play. That's individuals playing
against
each other,
right? That's the individual one.
But that means with just 10 in a side, with all these formats,
there's
going to be moving and matching of teams, right? Am I right? Inside the 10 players. So it's going to be a lot of golf is going to be played. How many holes?
54
over 2 days, I would imagine,
yes,
right?
Okay. Yes. What happened is with the better ball, it will be 18 holes.
Okay.
So we will be taking the best scores of each group.
All right.
So it will be who played best on the better ball.
Okay.
Then the second 18 will be the foursomes,
where
the two partners will hit one ball.
Okay.
So you hit, I hit, you hit, I hit.
Yeah, until you take turns until you get to the end.
Until we get into the hole, and then we take the scores that we're coming from.
Okay.
And then the last day, which will be the Sunday, that's the time that everybody is going to play on his own. That's what we call the singles. So we will take that scores.
Yeah, then it's mano a mano, right?
Yes.
Do you guys have team captains too, like Ryder Cup?
Before I get to that, maybe just for your listeners out there, the term match play is actually, a creature on its own. As you win a match or as you win a hole, you'll go what we call one up.
Yeah, that's the three and four, for example.
Yeah.
So you can, for example, win a hole with still loads of chances left because you've got, let's say, an eagle or a birdie or something like that. There's not enough holes or shots left for you to be able to win the hole, and then you move on.
Yeah,
it took me a while to figure that out, but it's very interesting because that is one of the Ryder Cup. You know, and then you can see. I know he won the hole three and four or whatever the story is. So you've got, I'm going to assume you're going to have team captains, right?
Yes.
Who are going to then assign who plays against who when it's one-on-one and all that sort of stuff. And it sounds like it's a huge amount of fun because it's a very social way of playing this, apart from the singles. But, I mean, everything else is very social, right?
It's a massive amount of fun. But it's also going to be some extremely serious golf.
Sure.
Mm. Right. With regards to the captains, from the legend side, the playing captain is Werner Lassen.
Oh, I remember his name as well. Yeah.
Yes, actually, when he was a youngster playing originally, he once beat Charles Schwartzel.
Wow. And Charles Watson now is a pro. I mean, and a very good pro as well.
One of the best golfers in the world. But like I said, Beard doesn't mind. But lucky, the nice thing that we've got as the legends, from the legend side, is we've got some serious experience there. Yeah. Guys like Francois Anacom, Joe Navanga. Those are some serious experienced golfers. And I've already seen that there's a lot of strategy and thinking going on there.
I can imagine. All right, but this is obviously... Sorry, Tony, what you were saying?
Yes, I was saying, you know, as the team of the legends are breaking with all their names.
Yeah.
You know, with due respect, most of them are rusty players.
Yeah.
So I have a young team.
Okay, all right.
Very strong.
You're putting where your mouth is, bro. You're setting your... I don't know. I hope you're not setting yourself up here. But it's going to be... Okay, so this basically means because there's two teams, nobody else can enter, but they can go and watch.
Yes.
Of course, it's all about spectators being there and supporting and being on either side, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. My firm itself is also sponsoring a club competition on that day behind the field.
All right.
But this is, you hit the nail on there, right? We really want to create excitement around golf again.
Yeah.
We want spectators there.
Yeah.
Right? And they'll be seeing the best golf on a national level that they've seen in a very, very long time.
That's amazing stuff. All right. You were talking about sponsoring. This sort of thing doesn't happen without sponsors. So name some of them and the people who make it possible.
Oh, my word. See, and that is the thing is... Also, funding has dried up for golf over the past years. And there are some very loyal guys that we can always knock on the door. And like one of them told me the other day, he says, listen, yes, I've got some money, but you always come to me.
Exactly.
So what we did in this event is we really went as far as possible. We said, listen, guys, we're not expecting 20 grand, right?
Yeah.
Give me two. Give me five.
Yeah.
And I think the highest amount that we got was seven. I just want to thank those sponsors. And I mean, that's like K-Lab, Print Shop, Buildwise, Nictus Holdings, Aesthetic Center Olympia, Britnam Investments, Tatikulu, Rico, Integrated Dental Holdings, The Wasps, the social group, the Sunday School is also a social group. Then HVP Dental Ceramics, the Zebra Trailer is always a sponsor. Then 6M9 Sportwear and Activities Namibia, Olympia Optics, then yourself, Nova, giving us some airtime.
Good.
Hollard, Olympia Eye Laser Center, and then Birken Associates.
Look, the point is just it makes the burden on all the companies lighter if everybody contributes a little bit.
Yes.
You know, people always want, I want to own this event. Mm. It's only my name there. But this is going to cost you a lot of money. And unfortunately, big sponsors like that, even corporate sponsors, they have to be more selective because there's a lot of sports that want the money and they've got limited reserves on what they can do. So, you know, guys like the breweries were always the big sponsors, but even them these days, there's a bit of a scaling down. So, yeah, great stuff. If 10 people give $100, you've got a grand.
Yes.
So there's a good start.
Yes.
And all right, now let's quickly go through the actual dates and times. When does this happen and where can people go watch this? Obviously at the Country Club, right?
That's correct. So the 13th will be the Saturday, next Saturday. We will tee off at 8 o'clock, right, in the better ball format. After the better ball format, we will be doing a redraw and maybe a repairing as well for the foursomes. Mm-hmm. And then the next Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, we'll be teeing off with the singles.
And then what time of the day do you think... Are you looking at it wrapping? Probably late afternoon, I would imagine, for the Saturday.
Yes.
And then the Sunday a little bit early, normally about lunchtime or just after that, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so where do people go? Can they just go to the Country Club and watch? Is there an entry fee? Where do they get tickets? Do they need tickets?
No, there's no tickets, and they can just come and watch.
Okay.
And one good advice and also supporting is I want you guys to come out and see how... We, the Namibians, will be bidding and making core face change into awesome. I don't know what what will he end up, you know, how he will be, I don't know.
Okay, very briefly, for people who might not be that au fait with the course here, right? What are great spectator spots? Because, I mean, you want people to kind of move along and all of that, but yeah. Which are the better holes to go and watch it? Because I know normally at the clubhouse there's a hole just off to the left in front there where we're normally involved with the big golf days. Mm. And that's a lovely one to watch because I think it's a par three. It's quite short.
Yeah.
So people kind of play right onto very close to the green, and you can kind of hang around there and watch there, right?
There's some excellent spots. So one would be, I would almost say, in the middle of the golf course, where the fifth green, the 17th green, the 10th green, and the seventh green come together. And there's also a nice area there to watch. Then, obviously, down by the sixth green.
What's the Lapa? Is that the one there? Because we were there quite a few times too. Yeah.
So you've got the sixth green there and the 15th green and also the seventh tee. Mm. Dirty said nine is also very nice.
Actually, you could probably go anywhere. But keep in mind, though, that most of these ones that we mentioned now, they all have lovely trees.
Yes.
So you don't have to stand in the sun the whole day. There is actually a lot of shade and cover because people think, hey, come on, it's winter. But if you're out in the sun the whole day, you're going to get eaten. So make sure that you bring a hat anyway.
Yeah.
But most of those holes, there's actually more than enough space that you can stand under a bit of cover and watch some good qualities. Check out the people's short game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's always the best to watch. And then you see quietly because now there's other people there. And these people are just, they're swearing under their breath. They don't want to make too much of a fuss. But it's good to watch. Golf is a great game to watch.
The interesting thing that I've seen from course team is they have long hitters. So if you want to see how they are smashing those balls, so you can look at guys like Rory Jeffrey, Moritz, Graham.
Yeah.
But my team is a dangerous team.
I can't wait because now you've actually built a little bit of excitement here. And let me just tell you, the Toadie's got a Missy on, right? It's got a hat on, and it's actually Callaway, and that's one of the big brands in golf, of course.
Thank you.
So there we go. He's got the gloves on. Are you sponsored by them, mate? It kind of looks like it.
Toadie looks like he's going to a ski resort.
But it's chilly outside.
I'm scared already. You know,
it's all psychological. It's mind games, guys. All right, so this is called the Tournament of Titans. Just to wrap it up, this is the first one, right? So obviously you guys are going to want your team to win.
Yes.
Because then if they come in future, and I'm assuming you want to do this every year, maybe every second year, whichever you decide to do, then, you know, you want to make this a traditional thing.
Yes.
Like our own local little Ryder Cup between those two teams.
Great.
So the first one is the one to win, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But we'd like to make it an annual event. And myself and Toadie is extremely excited. We definitely will be doing it next year as well. But I would also like, and just to come back to the essence of it, right? It is there to create excitement around golf. It's there to bring attention to golf. It's there to bring funds to our Namibian team. And I would like to challenge your listeners, right? If anybody wants to make a contribution to the Namibian team's kitty, right?
Yeah.
They can give either myself or Toadie a call and we'll sort them out.
Yeah, okay, so that's important because we're involved with a lot of corporate golf days, but it tends to be the same people and the same crowd.
Yeah.
Now, that's all good and well, but that doesn't draw new players in. This is kind of completely different from that. Those are mostly fundraising events and so on, and it's great. It's all about the social and that, but this is a little bit different. This is more about the sport itself away from that, and that's great. So if you're out there and you want to do that, we'll have the numbers. We'll post all of them on our social media as well with some pics and all of that. But yeah, make sure you get in touch with us. We hope it's going to be a huge one. I think it's going to be a good one. I'm waiting to see on Saturday what happens.
What we also intend to think is that not only Windhoek, but it could be next year we can move to Swakopmund or Tsumeb, depending on how the sponsors are and what they're feeling like. So if they want to see some of the exciting golf, we can move next year to Swakop and then have the same format there as well.
Yeah, now we kind of, it's almost a case of put your money where your mouth is. You know, all the corporate teams always play. Now's your chance to support the sport that you really enjoy. And most people, you know, are part of the corporate scene.
Yeah.
They really love their golf. I mean, these are, most of them are weekend warriors. They're out there, they're playing.
Yeah.
And that's good to see. But now it's time to put back, right?
Absolutely. 30. And if we don't say Umaya, we're going to get crucified. So I'm just throwing Umaya there in as well.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Oh, hey, what, one year perhaps in Bintik and maybe the next time out there or once down at the coast or whatever. Yeah. Because the Nedbank for Good Golf Series as well, they're going countrywide.
Everywhere.
And they're slowly but surely building up players in Oshakati. They're playing, you know, to smaller towns that you don't normally expect to have golfers. Mm-hmm. And they're just so glad to actually have an event where they can be a part of. So we're hoping one of these days it's going to be like, you know, like a grand tour where you guys are doing events in different places.
It will be. It will be.
Yeah, like
it will be. That's why we are here, and that's why we are etching on the sponsors who are listening to come on board and to uplift the game of golf.
And as for the rest of you, go and see how the locals do it. It was all good and well to watch it on TV, but until you've seen the locals swing it and do it, that's going to be something quite special. I'll see you guys out there on Saturday. It's going to be good.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Deals. Liquor specials. Now.